Welcome back to Positive and Negative.
The show where we talk about the positives and negatives, everything.
This week we're talking about Bonfire Night and the coming of Christmas.
Bonfire Night?
It's the one night where we celebrate someone trying to blow up the Houses of Parliament.
We don't really celebrate that.
We celebrate explosions with fire. It's a night of anarchy.
We don't really celebrate it because we burn a thing of the ground. Well, we used to.
We don't really do that anymore.
We should do that. It's fun building.
They do it in Lewis, though.
They do it in Lewis.
It's really insane in Lewis.
I've never been to the Lewis bonfire thing. It's carnage. I want to.
If arson was a scene, that's what it would look like. If arson was a picture, that's what arson would look like.
If arson is a picture, wouldn't it just be someone doing arson?
But it basically is that.
It is?
It's just setting big things on fire.
That sounds unbelievably fun. Absolutely petrifying, but unbelievably fun.
Yeah.
I've seen the fireworks from the woods here before. Remember the last couple of years? You can see the fireworks, Lewis fireworks, from where we are. It's just interesting, but I've never seen the bonfires or the fireworks up close.
I can never get to sleep on bonfire night. There's just fireworks going throughout the entire night, and bang, 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 and you basically just lie in your bed for hours.
Also, they keep on setting off fireworks like days, weeks after bonfire night.
Yeah.
Probably because it still had some more. It's like bonfire night's come and gone. It's 3 days later, it's a Monday, you're tired, you need to get up for school.
And they're still setting off fireworks.
The next day, Sunday. And then you just about going to sleep, and then you just hear bang, and you go to the window, bang, bang.
Yeah.
More fireworks. I think that might just be my neighbours. They set off a lot of fireworks, just randomly.
Oh, they're just anarchists. They do it every night. They just love setting off fireworks.
Basically, like, every week or so. One time I remember freaking out because I thought I had a gunshot, and then remembered that I lived in the UK, and the chance of it actually being in the middle of nowhere in the UK, and then looked out the window and they were setting off fireworks again for the millionth time.
We used to have this big, like, fireworks, like, bonfire night at my friend's, who owns a big field. He's a wood sculptor. And this massive, like, pyramid of wood, and we set it on fire, and everyone gathers around, and there's like ropes to make sure that people don't go past the rope, because it's massive fire and it's sick.
Sounds it.
Yeah, it's awesome, because it's where we go camping for school.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's there, and we just have loads of like fire.
It sounds amazing.
It is, it's very fun, and I usually just run off into the woods with my friends and just stay there for ages. Sometimes we make our own mini fire, but obviously it wasn't able to happen this year because of, you know.
Woo! The ruiner of 2020.
Indeed.
Well, I mean, one of the main.
Yeah.
It's been interesting.
It's like God fit all of the all of the events for the next 10 years into 1 year.
Oh, you said so did you get the stuff of the 2020s? Oh, yeah, I got the 2020. 2020? Oh.
Yeah. It's, yeah. Bonfire is interesting. I find it crazy that we celebrate blowing, like, someone trying to blow something up. It's like, yeah, this happened. We stopped him from blowing it up. Let's celebrate this with more fire. It just makes no sense.
Well, when you put it like that, not really.
It's just like saying, hey, we stopped this from happening. To celebrate, let's all do it. Let's blow some stuff up.
Thinking about it, bonfire night now would be the perfect time to blow up the Houses of Parliament.
Yes. Because you could just walk around with fireworks and no one would care. Because you'd have a legible alibi. You could just walk through London holding a box of fireworks and no one would be like, hey, why are you carrying fireworks? They'd be like, oh, cool, he's taking some fireworks back to his house to set them off. Great. He's not going to blow up the Houses of Parliament. Walks to the Houses of Parliament. Blows it up. Well then, I was wrong.
It's so very wrong.
Yeah. It's just ridiculous.
Mm.
But it lets people's inner demons out. It's almost like... this is extreme, but it's almost like the Purge. If you think about it.
If you think about it.
At Lewis Bonfire Night, it's basically the Purge. But with fire. And no guns.
Or robbing of candy stores.
There are police, though. To make sure you don't do anything too dodgy.
So it's like...
it's like restricted Purge.
It's like... it's like the free trial of the Purge.
Yeah. Purge. 7-day free trial.
Or the spin-off.
Only the light version. Mm. Purge light.
Okay. I know I'm changing the subject quite drastically? Not that drastically. But changing the subject slightly here. But if you think about it, how many people would actually go out and kill people during the Purge?
Like, quite a few.
Quite a few. But, like, how many people would go out and try and murder and avenge some friends... phone getting stolen or something, and how many people would just pirate a bunch of stuff and steal all the food or houses? How many homeless people would just steal houses?
I mean, it's it's quite possible that they would just get like a big stick, just run at someone in their house, kill them, and then just take their house.
Not exactly what I meant.
Just steal some Tipex. Get into the house. Find their safe. Smash their safe open. And then find the documents of the house. Tipex over their name. And write their name. And there you go. You now own their house.
How many people keep their housing documents in a safe? In their house?
Somewhere? I mean, they might not even keep them in a safe. They might just leave them, like, in their drawer.
Mm.
But where would you put your housing documents?
I don't know. Either of his own houses.
Yeah, exactly. Wait, how do you know that? How do you know I'm not a millionaire and I own multiple houses and villas in Spain, in Italy? I could be rich, all you know.
You could be. But I very much doubt it for a myriad of reasons, which I don't think you'd like to hear.
Okay, yeah, just keep them to yourself. But yeah, it would be a good night for the homeless people.
Mm-hmm.
They could just steal as much as they want.
I mean, apart from the easy murder victims. Yeah. I mean, you want to kill someone, I don't know, bloodlust or something, and there's just someone, this is unlikely, everyone would probably be hiding if they could, someone just sleeping on the street, just bang bang. Always bad, you know. But you get what I mean, right?
Yeah.
It just it's easy.
Mm.
Easy kill.
Yeah. You get a 25 kill streak. There was a bunch of homeless people just squatting in a house. You could get a 25 kill streak with just going in there with a knife and just shanking them all. Achievement unlocked. 25 kill streak. There'd be some Fortnite kids that would just go out and just, like, start running around and, like, thinking with, like, a pickaxe. We're just thinking that they're some sort of, like,
real life Fortnite. How the hell would they get a hold of a pickaxe?
I mean, we have a pickaxe at school.
We do?
Yes. We have two pickaxes.
We have two pickaxes?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
But they're customizable pickaxes, aren't there, in Fortnite? So they could just grab a, like, a lolly stick. And just, or like a massive stick. Just run around hitting people with it, like, oh yeah, yeah, I'll take all your loot, steal their knife. Now you've got a knife. You've got to build a fort. So you just get a load of pallets.
No.
And you just stack them all up. And so now you have a fort.
Oh. Oh, that's where the name's from. What's the knight bit, though?
I don't know.
And like,
we're getting sidetracked here.
We are getting sidetracked. We're getting very sidetracked.
We're gonna finish it up.
I guess.
Well, that was an interesting conversation about
the purge.
The purge and
Fire Night?
And Bonfire Night. Well then.
Sea salt pinch of Fortnite.
Yeah. We'll leave it here, and we've got a brand new segment for this podcast called New Logos on a Rant About Her Interests. Hope you enjoy.
Hello and welcome to Nuala's new favourite segment, which we have fittingly named Nuala Rants On About Their Interests for the time that we need to have a segment in, because we couldn't think of any other ideas for a segment. And Rudy said that the silly headlines was boring and some other stuff happened. But basically I suggested, hey, why don't I just talk about my interests for a little bit? Just because I don't usually get the opportunity to just talk about my interests and the stuff that I like, because it's either really, really goddamn niche or nobody cares. Or both. Usually both. And he said yes, miraculously. So I'm probably gonna be talking about vexillology. Though it would be lovely to talk about my other interests. I'm not sure anyone. You'd want to skip even more than you already would, basically. And if you want to skip this segment, please go ahead and do so. I will feel really bad if I make you sit through this. If all of the lessons just suddenly drop off at the beginning of the podcast. If you want to skip this segment, go ahead, skip it. I will edit in a timestamp of when you can skip to in here. But if you don't mind listening to me ramble, or you want to listen to me ramble, my God, miracle from miracle. If you want to listen to me ramble, you can stay. It will be very short because most of it has been spent on this intro thing. But I'm going to be talking about probably the Union Jack, almost certainly the Union Jack, because the Union Jack I did a lot of research on. Well, I double checked my research. Did you know there's such things as a square jack? There's a square jack. It's so cute. It's like a little baby jack. It's like a little baby Union Jack. It's called the square jack. Which is really strange, because it's not a jack. Yes, a jack is actually a type of flag. It's not a jack, as far as I can tell. It's just a pretty ordinary naval ensign. It was made for different naval ensigns. I can't remember exactly the exact reason, but it's very rarely used, and it was basically only made because a lot of naval ensigns, I think, used square proportions, and they couldn't put the rectangular flag in the canton of a square flag. So they made the square jack, and it looks like a little baby jack, and it's so cute, and I love it, even though it was an army symbol. It was only used for war, but it looks like a little baby version of the Union Jack. So, you know, we should rename this to Flag Facts with Nuala, because I think people would appreciate that.
I think people will be more interested in listening to that than Nuala rambles about their interests. But then if it's Nuala rambles about their interests, then Nuala can talk about whatever the hell they want to. Now I'm talking in the third person. Anyway, I can talk about whatever I want instead of just flags. Then again, it would have been probably people would be more invested if it was just flags. Did you know that the Union Jack is only called the Union Jack when it's at sea? It's actually called the Union Flag when it's on land. This is because a jack is a type of flag. It's for ships specifically. Most countries have a jack. A lot of countries' jack is just there. There is a crying baby outside. Sorry about that. But most countries' jack is literally just their normal flag. But some countries have a fun jack. That was way louder than it needed to be. But some countries have fun jacks. Most countries' jacks are just a copy of the Union Jack. But sometimes it's not. And when it's not, that makes... I'm sorry. I'm looking down because I'm getting images of jacks. Jack flags.
Up.
So I can just refresh my memory. I don't want the Union Jack. Look, if you like
search up the Jack of Bulgaria... Fudge. We can't swear in this.
I don't know if you didn't notice. We weren't avoiding swear words. We physically cannot swear. If you look up the Jack of Bulgaria... Wait, that's not the Jack of Bulgaria. That is the Naval Jack. No, that's the Naval Jack of Bulgaria from 1955 to 1965. Plain red field with a white... Like the white outline of a star, I think. Anyway, the Bulgarian Jack is literally just the Union Jack, but with the colors of the Bulgarian flag, which if you don't know, I was going to call out someone specifically in the audience, but I'm not 100% sure that they listen to this. But if they do, hi, yes, I think you'll be very excited that I'm talking about Bulgaria, or at least a little bit. The Bulgarian Jack, it's basically the colors of the Bulgarian flag, which is white, green, and red. But to look in the order of the Union Jack with a white field, green saltire, and red cross on top of that. Kind of like St. George's Cross, the flag of England, but with a little green saltire between the main field and the cross. The reason why a lot of jacks look like the Union Jack is entirely because the only reason jacks exist is because everyone saw Great Britain's Jack, which is a dumb name for this country. It shouldn't be called Great Britain. It should be called Mediocre Britain. Hot takes. It's no one's November. Flip you. I'm sorry. We're not supposed to swear. I'm talking really close to the microphone. I'm sorry. But, yeah, everyone just got really jealous of the Union Jack and started making their own jacks. So, yeah. Rudy's at the door now, so I'm going to finish up. No, Rudy, don't. I'm going to finish up now because it's already been going for a little bit too long. Hope you enjoyed this silly little segment. And enjoy the rest of the podcast.
Okay, then. Let's talk about Christmas.
Woo!
The arrival of
December.
And how long it takes you to get into the Christmas spirit.
That's good.
Like, some people say that Christmas starts when Advent starts, like Christian Advent. So, like, the, what is it, 17 days of Christmas? 12?
It's only 25.
25 days of Christmas.
Wait, no.
No, I'm pretty sure it's 12.
Yeah, no, it's the 12 days of Christmas, yeah.
Yeah. I'd say that's when Christmas starts. Christmas, yeah, that's one. I'd say that's when it starts.
That's when you put the wise men up to find the nativity.
Yes. But shops, they don't seem to care. They're selling Christmas decorations before Halloween's even started.
There were more Christmas decorations in mid-October than Halloween... I could see no Halloween decorations. You know, I was lining
You know what was lining the window of the shop? Snow, robins, and Christmas turkey little things with the holly and the bells, which I've forgotten the name of.
Shops just seem to start Christmas, like, a month earlier than everyone else.
They seem to start it, like, 3 months earlier than everyone else. It's the most profitable time of the year. Why wouldn't they?
That's a good point. That's probably why they do it.
Almost certainly why they do it.
It must be pretty taxing to, like, keep it up, though, for, like, an extra 2 or 3 months.
Mm.
Because, like, you have to get... Like, decorations are hard to maintain. Like with a Christmas tree, it's always there, and you have to make sure the decorations don't fall off. If they do, you have to put them back up again, as well with decorations around the house.
And that's even harder when you have pets, especially loud is the wrong word there, jumpy, excitable pets, or pets who like to play with little dingly-dangly things.
Exactly.
Like cats or weird dogs.
So imagine having like a 2-floor department store, with decorations in it to manage for, like,
and that,
4 months.
You know how, like, the ones that are really, like, tall and they've got the big space in the middle, they have those, like, huge Christmas trees?
Yeah.
Imagine a year after that.
That would be horrible.
Imagine if a pigeon got stuck in there and knocked the top decoration right off.
Don't they, in New York, put one on Times Square? Like, a massive Christmas tree on Times Square.
They do?
Pretty sure.
That sounds cool.
It's, like, gigantic.
It's always fun going to city centres and seeing the giant trees.
Mm. Yeah. I know what you mean. But I find Christmas kind of creeps up on me sometimes. I'm, like, concentrating on getting everything done for the term of school. And I'm just not really focusing on Christmas. And then... suddenly, I finish school, and I go into the holidays, and Christmas has already started.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's already hanging up their stockings, getting their tree into the front living room. Yeah.
Yeah, and, like, you completely forget about it, and then all of a sudden, your mum's asking you, hey, we should get a tree soon, shouldn't we? And you're just...
Yeah.
What time is it? Isn't it, like... November 15th. No, it's December 2nd. What? Already?
Yeah. What was I going to say? Oh, yeah. A quite fun thing about boarding and having an advent calendar. So, I have, like, loads of chocolate at this time, because my parents are split up, so I have an advent calendar each house.
Double chocolate.
But I also board 3 days a week.
Double chocolate, and for the days you don't board.
Yeah, so that's like... effectively I get home on Friday, and I have basically 5 pieces of chocolate.
6-tuple times chocolate? That's a lot of chocolate.
Yes.
My advent calendar hasn't even arrived yet. Because...
my sister loves advent calendars, but every year she just eats them all in one day. She doesn't care about one a day, she just opens all the doors.
And just takes them all.
Yeah, exactly.
I always used to... I figured out a way where you could... look at, like, what they were without opening the doors, because I didn't want to, like, not... I didn't want to eat the chocolate all at once, because I wanted to have a chocolate every day. I think I might have eaten, like, 2 from the latter few days. But... so I missed a couple on those days. But last year, or the year before, one of the two... I just look inside to see what the next chocolate was, because I was too curious about the shape. Is it going to be a bell? Is it going to be a reindeer? Who knows? It could be anything. And I want to know. I want to know now and be the magic foreteller of chocolate shapes.
Christmas is strange. it's been morphed to a Western ideal when it was originally just about this guy who wears green and red and brings you something nice on Christmas. But now it's like he comes in with a massive sleigh, lands on your roof, jumps down your chimney, and fills up your stockings to the brim. It's like, we've oversaturated Christmas, in my opinion.
Yeah, it's just at its heart. Just supposed to be about fun, I guess. Or, depending on how you look at it, celebrating our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ.
Yeah. What was I going to say?
I don't think. I'm basically just in it for the food.
Food and presents for me. I don't really usually see my family on Christmas because my sister was born on Boxing Day. So we can't really go anywhere because she always wants to be in Brighton. For her birthday. So we can't really go anywhere for Christmas. We do like early Christmases with family, but they live quite far away, so we can't just go there for Christmas Day and drive back in the evening.
Yeah.
They live like a 5-hour drive away.
I usually have my siblings usually come over. Last year, even my sister who lives in Dublin, she managed to catch a flight back to Brighton and Hove, where I was still living at the time. And that was nice. But I don't think I've had all of the extended family over as well. I was quite little at the time. And so usually it's just siblings come round, and then because I'm the only child in my whole close family?
Yeah.
I think. Is the word the right word? Everyone else gets super drunk. Not super drunk, but they get relatively drunk. And I'm just sitting there reading whatever book I got, because I get a couple of those. And then at midnight or 1 in the morning, few of them will come into the sitting room like, you should be in bed. And I'll be like, okay, I'm going up to bed now. And then I just sit and read my book up there, listening to them messing around with the very loud music and alcohol and what's left of the food. Dad always gets a wine bottle, so that's fun.
Christmas is chaotic, but also very enjoyable. I guess it's all about celebrating. It's like festivity with celebrating family, and that's what it's supposed to be. Celebrating family and enjoying quality time with each other. But now it's kind of just turned into consumerism, and everybody buys plastic. And it just turns into
and cards.
Yeah. And it just makes it more of a problem than an enjoyment, because the amount of plastic that gets thrown away during Christmas time is astronomical.
And then there's the whole, sometimes there can be this, feels like there's this competition of who can get the better gifts and such. And then it just I don't know, burns the spirit, kind of.
Yeah. At school, we do Secret Santa every year.
Oh, God.
That's fun.
It is fun. When you get someone who you haven't the slightest clue what on earth to get for them, though, that you barely know, that is fun.
Do you have someone you barely know?
I have someone I barely know. I think I've talked to them, like, I haven't talked to them much at all. We had one good, solid conversation on the minibus once, and then they made me smile because I was having a bad day, and that is, like, the one singular memory I have of this person, other than them just walking around next to me. Or just them sitting in classes taking notes on the other side of the table. You know? I don't even know who they're good friends with so that I can ask them good friends, hey, do you know anything about this person? I'm so lost. I don't know what on earth I'm gonna do.
Yeah. I have someone who I know decently well and I have a very funny idea of what I'm going to get them. Well, from consumerism to Secret Santa to one finite, this has been positive and negative.
This has been positive and negative.
We're kind of losing the structure of this podcast, but that doesn't really matter.
No.
We'll just see where it goes. Once again, hope you enjoyed, and we'll see you next time.
See you next time. Can I do the cookie thing?
Yes.